Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for July 6th. Today we begin reading in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 18, reading through chapter 4, verse 4. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had children by Azubah, his wife, and by Jerioth. Now these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb took Ephrath as his wife, who bore him Hur, and Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Baziel. Now afterward Hezron went to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Zegub. Zegub begot Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Syria took from them the towns of Jair, with Kenath and its towns, 60 towns. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abijah bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Banua, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onan were Shammai and Shada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bore him Haban and Molib. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Appam. Seled died without children. The son of Appam was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Ahali. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These are the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters, and Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jahar. Jashan gave his daughter to Jahar, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Attai. Attai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad. Zabad begot Ephael. Ephael begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Elisha. Elisha begot Sishma, and Sishma begot Shalom. Shalom begot Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begot Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiah, were Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Marsha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tappua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema begot Raham, the father of Jokaram, and Rechem begot Shammai, and the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Jazez, and Haran begot Jazez. And the sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Geshem, Peleh, Ephel, and Sherephah. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Timnah. She also bore Sapha, the father of Madahanan. Shepha, the father of Machabiah, and the father of Gilbeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, were Shobab, the father of Kirjath, Jerim, Chalam, the father of Bethlehem, and Harath, the father of Beth-Gader. And Shobal, the father of Kirjath, Jerim, had these descendants, Haroth and half of the families of Manoath. The families of Kirjath, Jerim, were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shuthamites, and the Mishmites. These came from the Zorites and the Eshcolites. The sons of Salem were Bethlehem, the Naphthites, Atroth, Beth-Joab, half of the Mathrites and the Zorathites. And the families of the scribes who dwelt in Jabez were the Turatites and the Shimelites and the Sukkothites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Now these are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Hinoam the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel by Abigail the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, the king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephathiah, by Abihail. And the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, 4 by Bathshua, the daughter of Ammiel. Also were Ibhar, Elishama, Ephelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhthai, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, 9 in all. These were all the sons of David beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah was his son, and Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Ammon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, the second was Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, and the fourth Shallum. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah his son, and Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir, Shealtiel his son, and Malkarim, Pedadiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nabadiah. The sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shaloam, their sister, and Hashubah, Othiel, Bechariah, Hasada, and Jeshuba, Hesed, 5 in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatim and Jeshuiah, the sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Ammon, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, 6 in all. The sons of Nerah were Eloani, Hezekiah, and Azkram, 3 in all. The sons of Eloani were Hodavak, Elisha, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Ananiah, 7 in all. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reah, the son of Shobal, begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumai, and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Lobash, and the name of their sister was Hazelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor. Ezra was the father of Hosha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Acts chapter 24, 1-27. Now after 5 days, Ananias the high priest came down with the elders and a certain orator named Tertullus, and these gave evidence to the governor against Paul. And when they was called upon, Tertullus began his accusation, saying, "Seeing that through you we enjoy great peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your foresight, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear, by your courtesy, a few words from us. For we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple, and we seized him and wanted to judge him according to our law. But the commander Lysias came and by great violence took him out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come to you. By examining him yourself, you may ascertain all these things by which we accuse him." And the Jews also assented, maintaining that these things were so. Then Paul, after the governor had nodded to him to speak, answered, "Inasmuch as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because you may ascertain that it is no more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with anyone nor inciting the crowd, either in the synagogues or in the city, nor can they prove the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men. Now after many years I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation, in the midst of which some Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither a mob nor with tumult. They ought to have been here before you to object if they had anything against me, or else let those who were here themselves say if they found any wrongdoing in me while I stood before the council, unless it is for this one statement which I cried out standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged by you this day. But when Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned the proceedings and said, "When Lysias the governor comes down, I will make a decision on your case." So he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and told him not to forbid any of his friends to provide for or visit him. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul that he might release him. Therefore he sent for him more often and conversed with him. After 2 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and Felix, wanting to do to the Jews a favor, left Paul bound. Psalm 4:1-8. To the chief musician, with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in God. There are many who say, "Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us." You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Proverbs 18:16-18. A man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before great men. The first one to plead his cause seems right, until his neighbor comes and examines him. Casting lots causes contentions to cease, and keeps the mighty apart. And that's the reading for July 6th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, Lord, we are so mindful that our minds are far from what you desire for us to be. And I know, Lord, that it's you that have done for us. It's not what we do for ourselves, but what you do for us that really matters. And as we accept that wonderful life that you have given us and live the fullness of that life, I pray, Lord, that you would just give us the strength for each day. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.